I'm John Lemley. This is City Cafe. Grove Atlantic has published Barry Hanna, Charles Frazier, and other celebrated Southern authors. Now Grove Atlantic is adding Jamie Quatro to their roster. Quatro's debut collection of short stories was released last month, and she's visiting Atlanta this week to talk about the book. Quatro is just one of a few author appearances across Metro Atlanta this week, and to preview some of those, Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival. Good afternoon.
Great to see you again, John. So, yeah, Jamie Quatro's coming to town tonight with her brand new book, I Want to Show You More, and just kind of part of this new wave of short story writers, short fiction, that suddenly has come out of nowhere. And Jamie Quatro's new book is one of the main forces in this new kind of revival. Again, the book is called I Want to Show You More. They're all kind of interconnected stories. Oftentimes they'll have really outlandish premises. One story has a woman arriving home with her husband. They walk into the bedroom and her lover is in the bed, dead.
Oh. You know,
and that's the start of the story.
That's the beginning.
So Jamie Quatro is going to be at the Decatur Library tonight at 7:15. And the name of the book again is I Want to Show You More.
Darren, it was just 5 years ago that John Ryder released a book focusing on the lingering influence of Martin Luther King Jr.'s sermons.
Yeah, and he's moved on from that, and he's in town to talk about The Gospel of Freedom, his new book, and it's a take mainly on Letter from the Birmingham Jail, which is probably the single best encapsulation of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s philosophy.
And at its core, I would say that it was in itself a sermon of sorts.
True. And, you know, the thing is with King, we always go back to that piece of video, you know, of him in Washington, the I Have a Dream speech, and it is a powerful image. But in a lot of ways, it's an oversimplification of a very complex and challenging quest to make this event a little bit more special. He's going to be on stage with Andrew Young. Who's going to be interviewing him about this book. It's a marvelous opportunity to hear one of the great remaining statesmen of the civil rights movement talk about one of the most important documents of it in a really in-depth setting.
And Darren, this is at the Carter Center.
Yes, this is over at the Carter Center on Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
There's an old adage about children that says the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But the question arises, what if it does?
Yeah, Andrew Solomon, who's really a fantastic writer, he won the National Book Award for The Noonday Demon, an Atlas of Depression a few years ago, has really taken on the issue of exceptional children and looked at the ways that people cope and deal with it. Such diverse situations as, deafness, dwarfism, Down syndrome, you know, severe autism, all the way to child prodigies, miracle children type thing. He has logged over 40,000 pages of interviews with hundreds of families, trying to get an idea of the dynamics and the solutions that people have worked out on that. You know, when we think of child rearing, we think of, very mainstream, the mainstream challenges that you see every day in classrooms and so on. And those are very big challenges, but Solomon goes way beyond that and takes on some more profound challenges that people have. He is at the Atlanta History Center at 8 o'clock on Thursday night, and the name of the book is Far From the Tree, Parents, Children, and the Search for Identity.
Darren, thank you for joining us once again and for a great handful here of literary events for the coming week. We look forward to having you back with us next week.
Great. Thanks a lot, John. We'll see you next week.
For more information about any of these author appearances, head to our website. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.